welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of May 6th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and eternally happy Melissa Hansen.
That's me. Can't you all tell? You all know that, right? I'm just a frickin' ray of sunshine.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. So how has your week in entertainment been?
I don't know. I figure I'd talk some about just TV in general because I haven't seen anything exciting. I did not go see Iron Man. It was not one of the millions and millions and millions of people who went to that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But stuff is ending. We just had the Good Wife finale a week ago, which was phenomenal. That show was so great. They made one huge misstep this season. It was Kalinda's husband, they brought in, whoever watches it knows exactly what I'm talking about. It was just a horrid storyline, but they like wrap that up and clean that up and all is forgotten.
Yeah.
On that one. But A Good Wife is such an excellent show. And the season finale was so great. There were two like kind of game changing moments.
Yeah.
And they were like a second long, each of them.
Oh.
But setting it up last time, there was, you know, this quick conversation with Chris Noth's character, like his mother. Like she said two sentences to him and it was just this like holy crap moment. Mm. And then it ended with Alicia making a phone call and waiting for someone. And she was very nervous and very upset and she was drinking wine and she was going kind of crazy. And we all assumed it was calling this guy she has a crush on, her boss, actually. But it was like, who is she going to pick? We thought either Peter, her husband, or, you know, this guy like she's in love with. And we think it's him and we're waiting. And then the door opens and it's somebody else and it's a totally different subject.
Aha.
And it was like, holy crap. That has been great this year. Grimm has been really good. So his girlfriend, Juliet.
Yes.
They've given her some really, really nice work. And Bitsy, I can't remember her last name, has really done some beautiful work on that.
Nice, because at the end of last season, she had lost her memories.
Yes. So they're coming. So it's really screwy, and she's finding out more about this world.
Okay.
His world, and the memories are starting to come back. And, like, just some really great stuff for her to do. Just very confused and lost and scared.
Yeah.
But she's not playing it like one dimension, just scared little girl.
All right.
You know, she's playing it just beautifully. So Grimm has been really good this season. And that just switched to Tuesday. So we basically got like two episodes last week. It was great. Because they switched the night. So those have been like two of the best. And then Body of Proof,
mm-hmm.
back mid-season, is the Dana Delaney. She plays the medical examiner.
Yes.
Kind of thing. And I really liked it. They got rid of half the characters for the second season.
Like her support staff?
Yeah, like the two smaller characters, the kind of quirky characters.
The lab rat guys.
The show has that are always the best characters. Yeah. They're still on.
Oh, all right.
But they got Drew Carey's brother was one of the cops.
Oh, yeah.
Not his real life brother, but from the show. Yeah. And one of the cops, and then like her investigator she worked with. It was this big cliffhanger that they just like swept under the rug at the beginning of this season. But they changed, like half the cast, and it just is crap. So I watched like a couple episodes, and I don't care. So that's done.
Oh.
So that's the bad of TV. And then the ugly this season has been like Glee and Smash.
Oh, really? Smash has been bad?
Oh, my gosh. It is just, they just ran it off the rails.
Yeah, I never got it back into it.
One character, one actor's fault. The new, you know, they're going this new show in this new direction and stuff, and it's just been painful. And it's not coming. It's not going to come back.
Okay.
I'd lay money on that because, you know, they switched it to Saturday night, and they're just letting it die there.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And they've had some, again, amazing guest stars.
Huh.
It and Glee, really, it's really kind of the grown-up version of Glee.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It's a lot of the same storylines and the who's sleeping with who and the, you know, who's catfighting and backbiting and, like,
sure.
all that kind of stuff. But the cast is really good. It's just they're getting saddled with this crappy material. And like I said, the guest stars on Smash have been so great. They had Bernadette Peters.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Healy's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really cool. And they brought Jesse L. Martin on.
Oh.
Now, as a former and present love interest for Deborah Messing.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really, it's been great. And Jennifer Hudson had a run of a few episodes mm-hmm. on it, but it's just all over the place. And it's, the music is still so great. The original music in it.
Well, it's Mark Shaiman. I mean,
it's yeah, it's to... still, and that's why I watch it. That yeah. and Glee, that's why I watch them. I listen to the music. Yeah. I don't pay much attention. Glee is just insane. I've talked about it before, so I won't go into that.
Yeah. Well, they got rid of the showrunner for Smash after the first season and brought in yeah. a different team, and that's usually a bad sign.
Yeah. Yeah, and bad casting.
Yeah.
They did, too, and just... And they went with it. Instead of, like, trying to fix stuff,
yeah,
they've just, like, gone with it.
Now, have you been watching Community at all?
I have.
And?
I don't think it's as horrible as everybody else says.
Okay.
I'm not loving it, but yeah. there's still moments.
All right.
There's, yeah, some really good moments. Overall, not what it was.
Okay.
And of course not. You get rid of the person that made it what it was, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah. Well, the only show I've been watching is Doctor Who.
And, which I have not been watching.
Right, yeah. And these episodes, they all seem like one-offs. You know, just Monster of the Week kind of things with very little reveal of the bigger story arc that they set up was going to be about Clara.
Yeah, we don't know what the deal is with her yet?
Well, they just keep telling us things that we already know and don't reveal any new information.
Crappy.
So I'm not sure what's going on here.
But Niels is coming up.
Yeah, Niels doing a Cyberman episode.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
Yeah, but I would think his would be such a one-off, you know, that it wouldn't tie in so much because he's just coming and doing one episode.
Yeah.
He's
not. Well, and it seems like they're just missing the mark. Like a couple weeks ago, they were trapped in the TARDIS and they had to go it was called Journey into the Center of the TARDIS. So
okay.
they got to explore
which sounds
all.
Really freaking cool. Because right. we hear all this and we don't see. And
right. So here's this opportunity to explore all these areas of the TARDIS that we've never seen before and
right.
feel stuff. Yeah, they pooched it. It's like they didn't even bother to do anything with it.
Like,
so
that was a really boring discussion. Sorry, guys.
Well, that's all right. my week has all been about acting and some stuff that I can't even talk about because I signed a stupid confidentiality agreement.
You were so impressively cool.
Well, I mean, this was a very...
It's big enough you have to sign an agreement.
This was just a last minute, what was going to be just kind of a bullshit assignment. Just it's SAG background kind of stuff.
Yeah, and just then, background, just, yeah, standing there.
Right. But then it turned into something else. So there's potential for it to be bigger than it should have been. And I wound up doing something that I don't know. We'll see what happens.
You broke the rules. But it makes it a favor.
I did, but it wasn't like maliciously.
No.
So. It was just...
No, and this is what you do when you're on set and you're background and you're a real actor. Some people do background just for, like, fun. Right. Like, it's a hobby. They just go do background,
yeah.
which is great. But if you're a real actor...
You can't
and
help
do
but
background,
be right.
Your dream is to, like, them to be like, hey, you, say this line.
Yeah.
You know, because now you're not background. You're an actor on the production.
Well, and when you're doing stuff at the same time, and that's where your mindset. I mean, I've been doing theater for the past 3 months, so your mindset is when a character interacts with you, you interact back.
Right.
And that's what
right.
happened. So, you know, the camera kept rolling.
He'll fill us all in when he can.
Yes. The film opens on Christmas Day. That's all I can say. And we'll see what happens at that point. And I can
okay, everybody, quick. Go Google. IMDb. You guys can figure this out. You're East Coast, right? You're like by Boston, right, Michael?
Yes, I am just north
okay. of Boston. Okay. I bet we have a t-shirt or something in the prize closet. If anybody figures it out, email us. I'll go buy you something and figure it out. Email us if you have a guess as to what movie Michael spent a day on.
There you go. But we wrapped Glengarry Glen Ross over the weekend, and now I get a bit of a hiatus before I go on to my next theater project, which doesn't go up until August. We have a read-through in a couple weeks, but...
Okay, well, good.
It'll be nice to take a break and get caught up on Verdict stuff, which has been highly neglected over the past 3 or 4 months. And if
that's
you look,
okay.
the upcoming...
We got changes coming and stuff in the works.
There is a lot of exciting stuff happening, and you can go to the upcoming releases page and look at the calendar now, which actually has stuff on it.
Oh, good.
So there's 700 new titles listed on there.
Wow. So, anyways.
Box office this past week, no real surprises.
No, well, to me it is. Okay, you know, we knew it'd be big. Yeah. We knew what number one would be. We knew it'd be big. But you guys have heard me say 20 million, maybe 40 million, right? For a really long time, for that number one spot. Let's go with 175 million. Of course, for Iron Man 3. Yes. 175 million one weekend.
Well, and
I think
the impressive thing is the worldwide figure is 483.
That's insane.
So this thing is going to reach $1 billion in no time flat.
That, can you believe we're saying billion with a B, talking about movies?
I know, and that has only been in recent years. Avengers did it, Pirates of the Caribbean did it, you know.
Yeah.
Twilight probably did it.
Yeah, those big franchises.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Can reach it. But yeah, so Iron Man, okay, this is the best, because Iron Man, okay, 175 million. Pain and Gain, 7.5 million in number two.
Well, we know everybody went to see this best.
Yeah, exactly. He was all in the same theaters. And then just over 6 million worth for 42, just under 6 million for Oblivion. And The Croods! The Croods still number 5 with just over 4 million.
Hey, good movies stick around, right? Jurassic Park, I think, is still floating in the theaters. If you haven't seen it on the big screen ever, go do yourself a favor and do that.
Yeah.
Next week, nobody was going to put themselves up against Iron Man for the first 2 weeks, but so Baz Luhrmann's highly anticipated and suspiciously delayed. This was supposed to be at Christmas time, or Thanksgiving. I forget. It's the adaptation of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. Now, the review from Variety Scott's Foundus described the film as looking like Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade as staged by Liberace.
Holy crap, that is descriptive.
And those who are fans of the book are probably going to be infuriated by what you see.
Okay.
Because Baz does big, showy movies.
He does.
And, you know, Moulin Rouge was, for its time, groundbreaking and...
Yeah, eye-popping
and impressive, but...
Yeah, but do we want to see classic done that way?
Right.
Well, we had the Romeo and Juliet with DiCaprio.
Right.
And Claire Danes.
And then he did the big Australia thing.
Mm-hmm.
With Hugh Jackman and Nicole
Kidman. Yeah. But as far as, you know, classic literature.
Right.
I mean, did it with Romeo and Juliet, and I think it worked. It wasn't, like, my favorite.
No.
But I got what he was doing, and I thought he did it well, and I thought it worked overall. So we'll see how this one goes. We'll see how audiences react. Does anybody care?
I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see what this does. I'm really low. I mean, I'm usually wrong when I say stuff, but this one I have no guesses on.
Yeah.
If it's going to flop or be huge. Really no idea.
But
one other thing, it's not in wide release, but it's hitting the festival circuit.
Yeah.
And I want to mention on Thursday, it's going to be at San Francisco International Film Festival. It's Before Midnight.
I'm so psyched.
So psyched.
Yeah.
So it's the third... With Julie Delpy and Ethan Hawke, you know, Before Sunrise started it. So we've gone back, you know, it's been, 20 years
20
now?
Years.
We've gone back. It's actually been 18, I think. It's been 9 years between films.
Okay.
And we'll see if they get a happy ending.
I highly doubt it.
No one in life does, so I think that's our answer. But anyhow, that will be coming out in wider release later.
All right. There are two counter-programming movies coming out this week. One is The Office's Craig Robinson crashes a family reunion to ask his girlfriend to marry him in Peoples, which co-stars Kerry Washington, David Alan Grier, Essa Pathan Merkinson, Diane Carroll, and Melvin Van Peebles.
Nice.
And then... Eli Roth wrote this script. It's a Spanish horror film about friends who are trapped in an underground Chilean nightclub when an earthquake strikes.
But
that's just the start of their troubles.
Oh, my.
And the film is called Aftershock.
Being in a Chilean nightclub is the start of all my troubles, too. I can totally relate.
Oh, if you are planning to rent and hit Redbox or whatever for DVD and Blu-ray this week, we've got Tom Cruise and Jack Reacher, Josh Duhamel and Safe Haven, the final season of J.J. Abrams' sci-fi series Fringe, the latest DC premiere title, which is Superman Unbound, as voiced by... Superman is voiced by Matt Bomer.
Ooh.
And Lois Lane is Stanya Kadic from Castle.
Oh, nice. Yeah, she's got a good voice for it.
Yeah. And then we've got Steve McQueen in the classic The Great Escape is coming to Blu-ray this week. And Jessica Chastain in that creepy thriller Mama, with those two little girls that are abandoned in the woods and raised by something.
Ooh.
Yeah. Over at Netflix, the creep fest kind of continues. Nicole Kidman, the thriller The Others. All four of Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible films are now available. They come and go in waves, but I think this is the first time Mission Impossible 2 has been available on Netflix.
Okay, nice.
And that's a weird juxtaposition, having husband and ex-wife both there listed. Angelina Jolie in the original Tomb Raider. Bob Zemeckis in CGI adaptation of Beowulf, which I think Angelina Jolie is in that as well.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Robert Downey Jr. romantic comedy Heart and Souls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. About the bus crash, right? And the people who...
Yeah, it's like the ghosts or whatever.
Yes.
That are hanging with him.
Right.
Yeah, and Kira Sedgwick's in that.
Is she?
Too. Yeah. And then Alfre Woodard. And
yes.
It's an eclectic cast.
It is. It is. Over at Hulu, it's all Asian epic crime drama. So you've got Park Chan-wook's critically acclaimed Old Boy, and his follow-up from a couple years later, Lady Vengeance, and then Johnny To's Hong Kong crime drama Election, not to be confused with the Matthew Broderick Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, but that would be an interesting mashup, though. I'd pay money to see that one.
And that's all I've got for streaming media this week.
Okay. Well, lots happening on the boob tube, guys, so pay attention. So we have some new stuff and some ending stuff. But Monday on Bravo, new reality.
Ugh.
Newlyweds. Not that Newlyweds. Not Nick and Jess. It's called Newlyweds the First Year, and it's like four couples, and they follow them around for the first year. So, and Tuesday, Splash, that diving show, is having the finale. And then Heart of Dixie on CW, its finale is Tuesday. But there's a new show starting Tuesday night on PBS. Yeah. It's called Constitution USA with Peter Sagal.
Oh, no kidding. From Wait,
NPR
Wait,
fans from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He's one of the bigger NPR stars. So now he's over on PBS.
Wow, good for him.
And then, you know, if you don't want your history from Peter Sagal, on Wednesday night you can get it from Larry the Cable Guy. Only in America on the History Channel.
Yes.
For another season there. Thursday, Wipeout, that game show, you know, where you get to laugh at people hurting themselves.
Which is basically a ripoff of MXC, which was the ripoff of the Japanese game show.
Yeah, yeah, it's a similar one. But that's premiering this season, ABC.
Okay.
Two and a Half Men and Person of Interest. There are season finales on CBS. Community season finale on NBC. Glee finale on Fox. And then Friday, CBS, Vegas and Blue Bloods are ending for this season. Fashion Star finale on NBC. Kitchen Nightmares and Touch finale is on Fox. Saturday night, guess who's back? Ooh. Kristen Wiig is hosting SNL.
Oh, good for her.
So we'll get to see some of those classic characters, I am sure, that we've been missing this season.
Just not Gilly. That thing can go away and never come back for all I care.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Unfortunately, I think we're alone. But anyhow, Sunday season finale is Once Upon a Time and Revenge on ABC. Finale of Survivor on CBS. Last ones for this season of Bob's Burger and American Dad on Fox. Mm-hmm. But Long Island Medium has its season premiere on TLC, which is about a medium, not an average shaped woman.
A psychically enhanced.
Yeah. Speaking of SNL, they've done skits about with her as someone playing her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've seen at least one of them SNL. So yeah, we have game shows and reality shows coming and all this.
Yay.
And so Oh, well, it is a country week in music. Oh. Golden from Lady Antebellum is out. Annie Up, the second album from Pistol Annies, which is a trio, and Miranda Lambert is one of them. Oh. And then from someone who's just solo being in a group, someone who's usually in a group, doing solo album called Mother, it's Natalie Maines.
Oh, from Dixie Chicks. Yeah.
And then The Music of Nashville, Season 1, Volume 2, is out. So fans of the show or just of country music, you want to pick that up.
Well, just a quick digression. Lady Antebellum showed up and did an impromptu concert at Disneyland at the Golden Horseshoe Review last week.
That would be amazing.
Friday night. So they just, you know, if you're at the park and hanging out, and you got to see Lady Antebellum for free.
Nice. Well, wow, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, some non-country stuff. Volume 3 from She and Him. That's Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so that's out. So fans of hers will want to pick that up. And then big one this week, first original in about 20 years, Rod Stewart.
Oh, shit.
It's called Time. So this isn't, you know, Great American Songbook stuff.
Okay. It's originals.
All original songs.
Good for him.
From him. So that's out. And then in books, we do not have to say it this week. I'm sure we will soon, but we will skip him this week.
Yay.
He's got nothing. But Charlene Harris, number 13 in her Southern Vampire series.
Oh, God.
Which is, you know, Sookie Stackhouse.
Oh, it's the True Blood stuff.
True Blood stuff. It's called Dead After After.
Oh.
Dead Ever After. It's like tongue twister stuff there. Okay. Anyhow, moving on. Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
Has a book out called Dad is Fat. So, and then Burt Bacharach has a memoir.
Oh.
Anyone Who Ever Had a Heart, My Life and Music.
Interesting.
Yep. And then those of you who watch the Food Channel, watch Hungry Girl or hang out on her website. She has a new recipe book out. Hungry Girl 200 Under 200, Just Desserts. 200 recipes under 200 calories. Oh, boy. All right. So I told you last week Tony nominations were coming out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even look.
I'm going to run down. I'm going to say the plays. I'm not going to say the authors and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that's fine.
For most of them.
Yeah.
One exception, Nora Ephron's play, Lucky Guy, is up for best play.
That's Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah. So that's up. Okay. Best play, The Assembled Parties, Lucky Guy, The Testament of Mary, Vanya and Sonia, and Masha and Spike. It's Christopher Durang.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So that's best plays, best musicals. Bring It On, the musical.
Shut up.
Yes. Christmas Story, the musical.
Ugh.
Matilda, the musical.
Shit.
And then Kinky Boots.
Oh, good.
Yep. Let's see, revival of a play, Golden Boy, Orphans, The Trip to Bountiful, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Ooh.
Best revival of a musical, Annie, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Pippin, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Uh-huh. Ready for best performance by actors?
Yes.
Tom Hanks in Lucky Guy.
Okay.
Nathan Lane in The Nance. David Hyde Pierce in Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. Tom Sturridge in Orphans. And Tracy Letts in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
No shit.
Now, that's a lit. I hope Tracy Letts. Now, I haven't seen the other plays, but I hope Tracy Letts, like, kicks all the superstars' asses.
I know. Well, Nathan is a stage veteran.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's also a famous movie actor.
Yeah. But that came much later in his career.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's wonderful. I'm not saying they're not wonderful actors, but just Tracy in this role is amazing. So, and speaking of it, best performance by an actress, Amy Wharton for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Good for her.
I hope they both win.
Yeah.
Christine Nielsen, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Holland Taylor for Anne.
No kidding.
Cicely Tyson for The Trip to Bountiful. Laurie Metcalf for The Other Place.
Oh,
now, you will notice I did not say Bette Midler.
Oh, that's right. She did her one-woman show.
She's doing her one-woman show, and she did not get nominated. Holland Taylor did, and she didn't.
Okay.
So, okay. Actor, leading role musical, Birdie Carvel, Matilda, Santonio Fontana, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cinderella, Rob McClure, Chaplin, Billy Porter, Kinky Boots, and Stark Sands, Kinky Boots. Okay. Performance by actress, musical, Stephanie J. Block, Mystery of Edwin Drood, Carol Lee Carmelo, Scandalous, Valicia Lecay, Motown the Musical, Patina Miller, Pippin, Laura Osnes, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cinderella. You can go right, just TonyWords.com.
Yeah.
And you can see all of them.
All right.
That will be, and that's going to be Sunday, June 9th, CBS.
Okay. All right. Entertainment news this week. Well, heck, with all the press being done for Iron Man 3, there is just a flood of new information about all of Marvel Comics' other projects in the works, including Bryan Singer's X-Men Days of Future Past, which is definitely going to tie his original films to Matthew Vaughn's X-Men First Class. So all of those characters, Halle Berry is back, Patrick Stewart is back, Hugh Jackman is back, Ellen Page is back as Kitty Pryde. So this is going to be a big deal if Brian can pull it off, because Brian has not done too well with his films in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Thor the Dark World, a new trailer is out, which shows that this film is going to take, whereas the first film took place primarily on Earth, or Midgard, as the Asgardians call it, this one is going to take place off-world in all the other realms. Leaked test footage for Edgar Wright's Ant-Man. There is a script, but it's not finished yet, and there is no cast, but they've been playing around with some of the CGI to see how it would work, so you can probably find that out on YouTube, and it looks pretty cool, actually. And then Joss Whedon has completed his script for Avengers 2, which Kevin Feige, who's the head of Marvel Film Studios, is just excited beyond belief about. It's going to be very different than the first film, from what he says, but he's not saying how. And then they've announced that Doctor Strange will be the first film to kick off Marvel's Phase 3, which will be the first film after Avengers 2. So, again, no script and no...
There's a lot of numbers there.
Yes, there is a lot of sequel numbers involved in this, but, hey, Marvel has obviously been doing something right since they're pulling in, you know, $1 billion for each of their movies that they're releasing. And Disney is so happy now that they bought Marvel Comics.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
British actor Luke Evans is Hollywood's new It Boy. He's playing the big bad in Fast and the Furious 6. He's playing Bard the Bowman in The Hobbit. He has been cast as Dracula in Universal's reboot of the classic monster franchise. And now he has been cast as the Crow in Javier Gutierrez's remake of James O'Barr's comic book, Anti-Hero.
May I ask why we are remaking that?
Because there's a cult following for it, and Hollywood loves to do things that guarantee them box office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God forbid we should come up with a new concept and a new script for characters right. we've never seen or heard before.
We just don't go watch, you know, well-done movies.
Yes. Well, right. Christopher Nolan continues to push the envelope in that arena. So he is assembling yet another all-star cast for his forthcoming time travel film, which is based on a book by a physicist called Interstellar, which now features Anne Hathaway, Matthew McConaughey, Jessica Chastain, and Michael Caine, with more stars to be announced soon.
Nice.
One of Ellen DeGeneres' writers on her talk show, Alexis Jolly, has sold her spec script for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which is a biopic of the late Fred Rogers.
Oh, I love it. Who could play him, though?
I don't know.
Wow.
No idea. That's big shoes to fill right there.
Yeah, and it's so specific.
Yes. You do not want to screw that up.
Yeah, it's really look, but the whole mannerism, and you really need a chameleon to do it.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman should do it.
I think he's a little too long on the tooth to play Fred Rogers.
I don't know. We'll see. That'll be interesting to see who they cast in that, though. It's total unknown or...
Yeah.
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 All right.
Don't piss off Dame Helen Mirren when she's acting on stage.
Ooh.
At intermission.
I don't piss her off ever.
I suppose.
Dame Helen Mirren. Say that.
This is true. She left the stage at intermission. She's doing The Audience right now in London, which is she's playing Queen Elizabeth II again. She walked out of the theater in full costume at an intermission and bitched
out. Can I tell people, you never do that. No. You never, ever do that.
She walked out onto the street and bitched out street musicians who were out in front making a racket. and got them the hell out of there because they were disturbing her during the show.
Wow.
Another unhappy actor, Al Pacino, quit his role as the bad guy in Universal's Despicable Me 2 over creative differences. And all of his
okay, can I just say creative differences over Despicable Me 2? That just sounds like a punchline.
I don't know, but
it's a crap-ass animated movie.
But the movie opens July 3rd. So now they have to go and re-record all of his dialogue with Benjamin Bratt.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Pacino himself was replacing Javier Bardem, who left the project due to scheduling conflicts.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what's going on here. More trouble for CNN, as Reliable Sources host Howard Kurtz accuses former NBA star Jason Collins of not telling the whole truth about his coming out in, as a gay athlete in Sports Illustrated.
And here's the best part. Like, he accused him of stuff because he didn't read the whole article. He skimmed the article.
Such an idiot.
And then went and, like, said, oh, he didn't say this. Yeah, he did. It's in the frickin' article that you skimmed. Instead of actually reading.
And then he did a whole interview on ABC News, and he didn't bother to watch that either.
Oh, my God.
So, this is just, you know what, it's further proof.
The best was, too, when people called him out on it, and said, yeah. Oh, man, I screwed up. He was like, okay, well, maybe he talked about it, but he underplayed it. That's what I meant to say. Really?
But this is the problem now. With 24-hour news, it's not news anymore.
Right.
You know, you and I used to have this argument about Paul Harvey. Where he was news and comment, where it was basically
it was comments and ads.
Right.
There was no news. Oh, he used to drive me freaking crazy. Because he did. He'd tell some cute little whatever story.
Right.
And then he would sell elderly people something they don't need.
The Bose acoustic wave machine.
Mm-hmm. Or did he do mattresses or something?
Yes.
He did a couple different things.
Yes.
But these people, like, trust it. I'm like, first of all, there's no news. This is not news.
Yeah.
This is some little story you found somewhere. And then you try to sell people things. Call me and I'll send it to you. Oh. Okay, anyhow, sorry.
But that's what that's what these news networks have become. There's not enough real news, and you have these people who are up there just spouting crap. They're grabbing stories off of Twitter, off of Facebook, without fact-checking anything.
Right.
And that's passed off as news. So no wonder we're in such a mess here, because people don't know what to think anymore. And they, obviously people can't think for themselves. So
right.
They trust Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and all these left and right folks who just spout stuff back and forth all day long. And nobody, you know, people just accept it as fact.
Yes.
All right. One more thing.
Okay.
We'll get an inconsequential celebrity news. Brad Pitt and Angelina are now officially engaged. One step closer to marriage, they are now celebrating with their horde of children in the Galapagos Islands.
Okay. Weren't they engaged before? She's had the ring forever. Now they're, like, actually going to do it. They're actually setting a date.
Officially.
It's not like...
Yeah.
But supposedly Jen has pushed her wedding. So Jen and Justin were going to... getting married, like, this summer. But now, like, Brad and Angelina look like they're actually going to do it. So now Jen has to hold off on her wedding.
Oh my God. And there's always rumors that she's pregnant, that, you know, and it's just poor
Jennifer Aniston. Aniston's been pregnant for, like, 15 years, according to the press. Talk about, you know, incorrect news.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'll throw it over to you.
Let's see. Amanda Bynes is still crazy.
Well, that's nothing new.
Need to know. And she's, like, yelling at magazines and stuff to stop writing about her because the writers are ugly and she doesn't want to be written about by, like, ugly people.
What?
I don't know. She's just insane. She's just, and she can't use her old pictures because she admitted she had a nose job a while ago. And she's just crazy.
I wonder if she's stumping for a reality series.
Ugh. Who knows? Well, according to her, she's, like, mega, mega rich, and she never has to work, which is not true. I mean, she's got money, but, like...
What would you be rich from?
Well, but you start working when you're, like, 5.
I suppose.
And that's saved for you because you're a child actor.
All right. Well, maybe.
I'm sure she's got enough put away, but I don't know. Anyhow, that's all. That's not news. She's still a thing.
Right.
And... In Kardashian news, it's reports are coming out now that like Kanye just wants Kim for the baby and all the they're spending no time together. Like yeah. he's working and she's doing the TV show now and stuff like that, which he doesn't want to be a part of. They're spending almost no time together. And then he's flying all the way from like Paris to the US to go to like doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
Not to like hang with Kim. Anyhow, reports are that she's worried because she thought as soon as she was divorced, he'd pop the question.
Anybody really think this was going to be some kind of fantasy romance that was going to last a lifetime? I mean, honestly. Seriously?
She did.
Seriously? Or is she just looking at this as a paycheck?
I'm sure that this is it and wonderful and perfect.
Well, then she's as certifiable as
Amanda
Bynes and Lindsay Lohan. And Lindsay, who checked into rehab for 2 minutes and then left the other day, and now she's on the run, and they've got a warrant out for arrest.
Yeah, this is no. She's back. I mean, she's back. She went to. They finally agreed on a place.
Oh, okay.
I don't get. I'm sorry. This whole like you agree, this is fine. You don't have to go to jail. You have to go here. And then like the day she's supposed to go there. No, I don't want to go there. I want to go here. But no, that one's not certified. So they let her. I play the game, and I'm just, whatever.
And then I also heard that Chris Brown has broken off with Rihanna.
Well, she's, like, touring. He had his birthday party. He's, like, freaking 24 now.
Yeah.
Which, oh, he's just a kid still. But his ex-girlfriend, he invited his ex-girlfriend.
Lovely. Did he beat
that
the
shit
out of her, too?
Rihanna. To get back with Rihanna, he, like, dumped this girl. And then he invited her to the birthday because Rihanna wasn't there and...
There was some quote from him as saying that Rihanna's not wifey material or something. And I'm just
word.
Oh my God. These people are nuts. And these are the people.
He's worrying about being husband material, maybe?
These are role models to kids. This is what disturbs me so greatly, is that people look up to these idiots as being successful business people and artists. And I'm like, you've got to be out of your damn mind.
Oh boy, Hollywood news is...
All right.
Such a fun
we have a contest this week?
We have the contest this week.
All right.
The Great Escape on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Very nice. So classic, Steve McQueen, amazing movie. I've actually talked about it because I saw it like a year ago. I talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And how depressing it is.
Well.
Amazing movie. So the classic Great Escape on Blu-ray.
All right.
So you can head over and sign up and hopefully win that.
Sweet. All right, and on that note, we will close out this week. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you, as always, for coming over to DVD Verdict and seeing our reviews and checking out our information. So, like Melissa said, there's a lot more stuff coming in the hopefully not too distant future. But until then, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Now it seems I get by with you. Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye again.